Part 1, Ambition and the Recognition of Leadership.
Chapter 1, Abraham. Every man is said to have his peculiar ambition. Lincoln was only 23 years old on March 9, 1832, when he declared his intention to run for a seat in the Illinois State Legislature. The frontier state had not yet developed party machinery to officially nominate candidates. Persons desiring to run simply put forward their own names on a handbill, expressing their views on local affairs. "Every man is said to have his peculiar ambition," Lincoln began. "I have no other so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men, by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. How far I shall succeed in gratifying this ambition has yet to be developed. I am young and unknown to many of you." For many ambitious young men in the 19th century, politics proved the chosen arena for advancement. While Lincoln's ambition was as central to his makeup as his backbone, it was almost from the start twofold. It was not simply for himself. It was for the people he hoped to lead. He wanted to distinguish himself in their eyes. The sense of community was central to the master dream of his life, the desire to accomplish deeds that would gain the lasting respect of his fellow men. He asked for the opportunity to render himself worthy. "I was born and have ever remained in the most humble walks of life. I have no wealthy or popular relations to recommend me. If the good people in their wisdom shall see fit to keep me in the background, I have been too familiar with disappointments to be very much chagrined." Where did this ambition come from? His strong conviction, as one friend described it, that he was born for better things than seemed likely or even possible. When asked later to shed light on his beginnings, Lincoln claimed the story could be condensed into a single sentence, the short and simple annals of the poor. His father, Thomas, had never learned to read, and according to his son, never did more in the way of writing than to bunglingly sign his own name. Trapped in an exitless poverty, Thomas cleared only sufficient land for survival and moved from one dirt farm to another in Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois. While traces of the life of Lincoln's mother, Nancy Hanks, are sketchy, those who knew her agreed. She was superior to her husband in every way. She was described as keen, shrewd, smart, endowed with a strong memory and quick perception. "All that I am or hope ever to be, I get from my mother," Lincoln later said. When Abraham was 9, Nancy Hanks died from what was known as milk sickness, a disease transmitted by way of cows that had eaten poisonous plants. After her burial, Thomas abandoned his young son and his 12-year-old daughter, Sarah, for a period of 7 months while he returned to Kentucky to find a new wife. They were left on their own in what Lincoln described as a wild region, a nightmarish place where the panther's scream filled the night with fear, and bears preyed on the swine. When Abraham's new stepmother, Sarah Bush Johnston, returned with Thomas, she found the children living like animals, wild, ragged, and dirty. She was stunned to find that the floorless cabin lacked even a door. Inside, there were few furnishings, no beds, and scant bedding. From the store of goods she had brought with her in the wagon, the industrious Sarah created a snug and comfortable home. A floor was laid, door and windows hung, and she provided clothing for the children. How, within the confines of this desolation, did Lincoln develop and sustain a grand, visionary ambition, a belief that he was meant for higher and better things? The springboard to the development of Lincoln's ambition can be traced to his recognition, even as a young boy, that he was gifted with an exceptionally intelligent, clear, and inquisitive mind. Schoolmates in the ABC school in rural Kentucky, where he was taught to read and write at the age of 7, recalled that he was able to learn more swiftly and understand more deeply than others. Though he was able to attend school only sporadically, when his father didn't require his labor on the hard scrabble.